It was a striking place. I felt almost like I was walking on water. After we crossed, we followed a small footpath up again onto the forested part of the island. Curving roots served as steps and took us into the sheltered wood. We turned right and cut across the forested area at an angle, only passing through the bottom corner of it. This took a few minutes of pushing through blueberry bushes and following winding rabbit trails, and then we were out in the open again, slightly south of where we'd entered, on a rocky outcropping that sloped down into the tidal river a few hundred yards away. Nell put one finger to her smiling lips, gesturing for silence, and motioned that I follow her further across the outcropping, now on the side of the island that faced downriver. Even if the sun hadn't been peeking out, her expression and attitude alone would have lit the place up with mischievous anticipation. How she intended to be sneaky in that bright yellow slicker, I wasn't sure, but I picked my way across the rocks and tide pools behind her anyway. It was so easy to trust her, completely natural. We were coming up on a ridge of rock that hid our view of where the river lapped against the island shore. Nell crouched down behind the ridge, hands splayed against the gray stone, a smile on her face like she was about to show me Blackbeard's treasure. At her beckoning, I slipped down into the space between the rocks beside her. There was so little room that my thigh was pressed against hers, our elbows touching. She craned her head up over the edge of the ridge and pointed silently, and so I followed suit. The tableau that spread before me was nothing I'd ever expected. Dozens of black-white seabirds, duck-shaped but larger with sloping foreheads, sat in groups and milled about among the rocks below us, and among them ran what to be hundreds of tiny, fluffy brown ducklings. I covered my mouth and tried not to scream with delight. Nell nodded and mouthed, "Booyah." "What are they?" I whispered. "Eider ducks." She said it like a benediction. Her eyes sparkled as she looked at me. I got the distinct impression that she could make absolutely anything, no matter how mundane, sound rare and precious, and all of a sudden it was my deepest wish to hear her talk about me that way. I focused on her voice to keep myself from getting entirely carried away. "The common eider," she went on to explain, eyebrows upraised, in a hoady mock teacher voice, "is a large sea duck common to coastal waters. As you can see here, the common eider is a colonial breeder and hatches in the springtime a clutch of ridiculously freaking adorable baby ducklings. Oh my god." Nell's encyclopedia impression rapidly disintegrated into squeaky delight as she took hold of my shoulder with one hand and shook me excitedly. Joy lightened its way through my veins, though whether it was from her nearness or the discovery of the eiders, I couldn't tell.